Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotion. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And I am so glad you're here. If you're enjoying these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It is a blessing for us to do that, and we appreciate it. Because we're trying to change hearts by what? Evaluating the Word of God. That's right. And that will then in turn change policy. So I hope that you're enjoying these times together. I sure am, of recording these scriptures. So today's scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 25. It says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us, though the veil that is his flesh. So I love this because he is laying out that we can boldly enter the throne room of God in the holiest place. And it's only because of Jesus Christ, his blood, his sacrificial work on the cross, his resurrection that overcame sin and death. And then we can enter in the consecrated place, the holy place, through the veil that is his flesh. We can enter into this presence of God, and having a high priest over the house of God, this Jesus is our high priest. He loves us. He cares for us. He's there. Today, as you go into the public square, I want to remind you that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Over your doorpost is the blood of Jesus, and you can boldly go to the throne room of God today. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, so we can draw near to God. It says if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So we have our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. In other words, our conscience has been cleared by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we have a true heart and full assurance of faith that we can walk in that boldness today. I want to encourage you, do not lay your faith down at the doorpost. Do not leave your faith at home or leave it at church, but allow it to be an active part of your day. Ask God to open your eyes to see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around you. Ask him to wash you with the word of God today that you may have a pure, pure heart. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Don't get all messed up with the wavering of this world or trying to be tossed here and there thinking, well, if I say this, I'll be cool. If I do this, I'll have people like me or what have you. For he who promised is faithful. God is faithful to be with you every step of the way, to go before you in all things, to surround you and just make your day a totally different day today. Because why? You are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I love this. So we're going to hold fast a confession of hope. I know it's Washington State. I know it seems like policies, regulations, and all the things that are coming out of Olympia just somehow seem to cause us distress and fear and anxiety, and it seems almost like it's hopeless. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ still sits on the throne, and there is hope. And so we can stand firm knowing that. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. This is what we need to do. We need to start stirring up love and good works within the body of Christ, that we begin to understand if there's Christians who aren't voting and Christians who aren't doing these kind of things, let's stir them up so that we can love our neighbor the best that we know how, and that they can live in a place of peace. There could be law and order, that we can be in a safe communities. And I just think that we can stir each other up to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. If you haven't been in the body of Christ, you need to go to church. You need to be in the body. There is no perfect body. There's no perfect church. Only Christ is perfect. And so that iron sharpening iron is just a good thing. Find yourself a good Bible teaching church. Allow the Word of God to wash over you, not just on Sundays, but every single day. And then exhort each other and encourage each other as the day approaches. So I hope that encourages you. I want you to be confident today to boldly enter the throne room of God, to walk out your faith in the public square. What if you pray today and ask, Jesus, can I share you with someone today? Can I share the gospel message of your death, burial, resurrection, and appearance today? Maybe you'll lead someone to the Lord today. I don't know. But I do know that he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it to the very end. So let us just somehow come together and hold on to each other and stir each other up today to be confident in our faith. So I hope that really helps you today. Again, if you would like to share these devotions with others, it really does help us out. So you can subscribe, like, share, comment on whatever platform you happen to be watching this on. And also, if you haven't become a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, I want to encourage you to think about being a monthly donor. $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever it is, a monthly donor really does help us out. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May this be a day that you experience the presence of Almighty God, that you are confident and bold in your faith, and that you experience God's peace. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.